this is what I'm doing right now, is the beer that I'm drinking, in my opinion, is a little too mellow. It's a little too shot. Like, it's not quite boring, but it's getting there. Welcome to the Beer Feelings Podcast, where together we are indulging in life and craft beer. This show is all about demystifying the craft beer space in a fun and flirty way for those who are just beginning their craft beer journey, or for people who already love their brews and are hungry to learn more. My name is Natalie Jones. I'm the beer drinking gal pal you never had, and today I'm going to be your beer guide. Now, a couple weeks back, I was a guest on the Travel Man Dan YouTube show. It was a blast. So Dan, if you're listening, thank you so much for having me. You guys need to kill a couple of hours. Go check him out on YouTube. But he asked me, as part of kind of my guestship, my guesthood, to teach a quick little beer lesson. And about halfway through presenting this lesson, I realized I've really never like spoken directly to this topic to you guys. We've always kind of danced around it. So today on the show, we're going to fix that. And I want to chat about something that I personally am super, super passionate about, which is that I wish everyone out there would stop drinking like meh beer. Now, meh or so-so can kind of mean something different for everyone, right? Like my dad and I, for example, have very different beers that fall into that like surviving range. Like I like weird stuff. He likes very traditional stuff. But I just think if everybody took a few seconds and they just thought about what they were drinking and they tried to figure out how to only drink things that make them like full of joy, I just personally think the world would be a happier place. So on today's episode, I'm going to give you three quick and easy things that you could start doing right now to stop settling for so-so beer. So let's go. This episode is coming at a super fun time. It is very kind of timely because April 7th is National Beer Day. And I really hope you guys that these three little tips are going to help you enjoy this holiday, which is one of my favorites, even more. So let's jump straight into it. Tip number one is to identify what makes you happy in beer, and also on the other side, to identify what makes you not happy. Now, this personally is my favorite step of the whole process because it means you get to try a bunch of different beers. Like that's how you figure it out. So what I would suggest, try a few light beers, try a few dark beers. If you're exploring a certain style, drink a number of different beers within that style just from different breweries, or maybe there's different subsections of style. But like mainly what I need you to do, get out there, get sipping, explore more. And even if you can't like express it right away, see if you can identify features in the beer that you really like. And then honestly, maybe more importantly, features that you don't like. Now, taking what we've identified, step number two is to explain it out loud using some words. Now, I'll say it once and I'll say it again and again and again. You do not need to have a big beer vocabulary to start talking about beer. Now, most of my in-person workshops, that's what we do, is we practice using different words. We try them on and we see how that feels. But you can start doing this even if you don't come to one of my workshops. I would recommend, if you need a place to start, begin with words that you already use to describe food that you like and you don't like. So is it sweet? Is it savory? Is it tart or bitter? Things kind of along those lines. Once that's feeling comfortable, see then if you can push yourself to be more specific using feelings words. I think the best place to start is to use opposites. Does this beer feel big or small? Does it feel like chatty or quiet? Does it feel aggressive? Like, is it a bully or is it a victim? So start there with your feelings words. If this is making no sense at all, or you need a little more handholding, or you need a starting place, I do have a free beer feelings craft beer tasting guide. And that's exactly what, like the whole reason why I designed this is to help people start explaining what they like and what they don't like. So if you need this in your life, beerfeelings.com/guide, it's totally free for anybody. Get it for you, get it for your mom, get it for your significant other. It's free. And that's great. So We've identified what we like and what we don't like. Now we know how to explain it. And the final step in this process is to either amplify or adjust. Now, if the beer that you're drinking fits in with what you know you like, so we're matching, I want you to amplify. I want you to double down on it. So an example would be if you really like bold, roasty, aggressive drinks, and that's what's in your glass, that's what you're experiencing, then I want you to double down and pair it with a food that also has those features. So it could be with like a really bold chocolate bar or a really like chocolate fudgy espresso cake with like a lot of bitter notes or something like that. But if you don't fall into that category and your beer doesn't match what you have going on, I want you instead to adjust. Instead of maybe in the past, we would have just survived it, but no more. We are going to start adjusting. So I want you to start thinking about flavors like they're on a color wheel. Each one of them has kind of neighbors that complement them, and then it has opposites that helps balance them out. So the best way to tone down or maybe to neutralize, if you want to think about it that way, a flavor in beer is just to hop across kind of the flavor color wheel and pair it with its opposite. So let me give you a couple examples because then it's easier to kind of imagine all of this. So if we were drinking that same roasty, bold, aggressive, bitter beer, and you know what? That's just not our jam. And that's okay. We could pair it with something across the flavor wheel that's bright and maybe sweet to tone it down. Or maybe another example, and that's actually, this is what I'm doing right now, is the beer that I'm drinking, in my opinion, is a little too mellow. It's a little too shot, like, it's not quite boring, but it's getting there. And so I reached across the flavor wheel and I chose to pair it with something a little more vibrant and bright. So how do we do this, right? Like we're identifying flavors. We're doing our best. Like, Natalie, I'm just trying. Okay, I got you. So the easiest way to do this is with food. So go ahead and just grab a bite of something and that's how you do it. The other way we can do it is with the salts and sugars. That's what I'm doing on my beer right now. So going back to those two examples, back to the roasty, aggressive beer, we mentioned we want to neutralize it with something sweet, something bright. We could grab a bowl of berries, or we could put on the vanilla stout sugar. They're going to accomplish the same thing. With the beer that I'm drinking right now, I could either pair it with like a really zippy, exciting salad or like a couple of tacos, or I chose to pair this one with the chai cream sugar because it brings a little more color and a little more life to the beer. But again, like all we're doing is we're just saying, you know what? This isn't for me. That's okay. I respect you, beer. I'm just going to make an adjustment so that you're more my style. And that's it. That's what we're going to do, guys. So for my sake, please, please, please stop settling for meh beers. And I want you to start identifying, explaining, and then amplifying or adjusting. And I promise you guys, you will be so much happier on your craft beer journey. So if you started this journey, let me know how it's going. Let me know how I can help. Again, if you want to snag that free craft beer tasting guide, I'll link it in the show notes so you don't have to use any brain cells to remember where it is. And no matter what you guys are choosing to do and how you're choosing to explore, I hope that you guys are doing it with a great beer in hand, now an even better beer, and even better people by your side. Cheers, everybody. Catch you next week.